knows what to wear. You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz.
Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. The big dog's back, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975, you can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. All available on podcastarena.com. We launched the three-hour simulcast today on 94.1, so you can hear us on 97.5 or 94.1. All you have to do is check which one sounds better to you.
Yeah.
And we're happy to have you on either one. And we also want to thank everybody for making this the number one sports show in the city for the fifth straight month by a large margin. Really appreciate you guys listening. I'm going to, I have an idea to do something for the listeners that I'm going to bounce off of everybody else, and I'll probably get told no, but I'm going to try to do it anyway. One thing I wanted to get to, because we never talked about it last week, is that Lamont had brought up earlier about that he said, of all the people in the media, he said the two of us would not have a problem with T.O.'s refusal to go to the Hall of Fame because of how we talk about the Hall of Fame old man agendas. Prove him right. I have no problem with him doing that. They basically, you know, told him he wasn't good enough for 2 years, and I think we've all said he's certainly in the conversation for second best receiver ever. And so he's basically, because they bleeped him for 2 years, he's just saying bleep you. I don't have a problem with it. I really don't.
I don't have a problem with it because I don't see why anyone should have a problem with it, honestly. It's kind of weird if you do have a problem. I mean, if he doesn't want to show up, cool.
And those things are so, I got to say, the Hall of Fame inductions are some of the dumbest things that people watch. When these long, drawn-out speeches and ugly yellow jackets, I'm just not into it. I have no problem with him. Yeah, because those guys are, they're kind of jerks, a lot of the voters. And now they got their feelings all hurt.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And today's debuting the new lineup, Charlie Polillo is on 11 to 1 now. And so if you like Charlie, you got him on both stations from 11 to 1.
Is T.O. the first person who's ever gotten elected to the Hall of Fame that decided not to go?
I don't know. I'm sure.
Like, honestly.
Well, there's some dead guys who didn't go.
Right. Like Junior Seau didn't go.
Yeah.
When I heard this, I didn't even really think twice about it because I was like, okay. I mean, that's, if you don't want to go, that's fine. And then everyone was like, oh, I can't believe. I didn't even think about, like, why, like, if he had an agenda for not going or what.
Yeah.
I just thought, like, okay, I'm not going to make it out there. It's just not my scene, and that's fine. But then isn't T.O. a dude who's dealt with, like, maybe I'm out of line here because maybe I'm completely wrong, but didn't he have, like, some sort of mental, I don't want to say he was like bipolar, but I thought they said he had some sort of.
I don't think so.
Okay,
I could be wrong about that, but I don't think so.
Okay, good. Maybe I just thought maybe I'm just crazy.
Yeah, maybe he's just crazy. Maybe he's just off. No, he was always a little off.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't shock me if that were indeed the case. Hey, let's squeeze on one quick call here with Doc because he wants to talk about your Little League baseball issue.
Oh boy, here we go. All right, Doc.
Hey. What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing today?
We're doing sports. What's up?
Tell me if I'm wrong. Okay, this is what happened. You know, I always talk to you about, you know, when your kid was playing coach pitch and stuff. Our kids are about in the same age group when they play in tournament, select ball, rather. Well, my son, a couple of weekends ago, was pitching. We were in a tournament. And to make a long story short, we were winning this game 8-1. And the one run that the other team got, they got on it because of an error.
Okay.
They got the run because of an error. Well, we had one out left to go. Oh, I'm sorry. We had one out, but we had two outs left to go. in the game, and we decided to pull the pitcher, which was my son. We decided to pull him, try to save a couple of innings for the next game. We were in a tournament. Well, the parents of the other team researched the online deal. So you have to have an online roster, and you have to have a permanent roster in place when you come in. Well, one of the names on the permanent roster was not on the online roster for the tournament. So just a technicality, the kid had been playing in this particular set of tournaments all weekend, and he's played in that tournament, you know, maybe five times so far. But in this instance, they asked the team mom who registers the teams for the tournaments, she accidentally left this kid off the online roster.
Oh, boy.
Well, we lost that game because of they protested, paid the $100 protest, and we lost that game on a technicality. Now, tell me if I'm wrong because of what I've done. I made the kid shake the other team's hand because the other team had nothing. The kids had nothing to do with grown-ups doing this. But I did not let them shake the coach's hands, and the coaches for the other team thought I was wrong. I was being a bad sportsman. Was I wrong?
I won't say you were wrong. I mean, because for me, like it's 10-year-old baseball. Even if it's a crappy technicality, I'll still shake the other coach's hands, but I'll also tell the other coach that it's garbage.
Yeah.
I'll wait, because that's why the coaches always stay at the very end of the line. And once the hands are all shook, you've got that moment where it's like, hey, good luck in your next game or whatever, or good playing, you guys. That's when you would say that's trash and you're a loser. But then it's like you shake the hand and you hold it when he's like trying to pull it away from you. You keep holding it and shaking,
yeah,
until you say everything that you want to say, and then
so you're Jim Harbaugh.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
that works.
That's the worst. I mean, that's the worst, right? Like when you're shaking someone's hand,
yeah,
and they've got bigger hands than you and they won't let go,
yeah.
And they're saying something to you, and you're like, you feel like you're trying to pull away, but they won't let you pull away. That's like a dad move. And if you do that to another grown man, that's like,
you'll make a point.
That's more disrespectful than not shaking their hand at all.
There you go.
That's what you need to do. You're welcome for that tip.
Life lessons from AJ.
I'm full of them, Fred. Let me find my copy for Man Centers. I got a call back from Man Centers today. They checked my. I had to go in and get my check to make sure my vasectomy is still locked in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Still locked in. They gave me the results today. 100%. Thank God. I mean, knock on wood. But listen, if you are trying to start a family, sometimes low testosterone can get in the way of that. And if you go to most places, they'll say, oh, we'll give you some synthetic testosterone. That's not what Man Centers does. Synthetic testosterone, it can damage fertility. The constant injections cause dependency, long-term health issues, and can cause shrinkage. And no one wants shrinkage. So Man Centers has another way out. They've found a way to get your body producing its own natural testosterone again. And it doesn't take the constant injections or the crash that you get when you're on those synthetic testosterone shots. Not the case with this. Man Center's got three locations: Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell, over in the Memorial area. They're off 288 in Pearland and off 249 in Tomball. They're open now on Saturdays as well, so you can make an appointment for Saturday. And they'll do a free evaluation for you, a free general male wellness checkup. It's over $150 in value. There's no excuse to do it, guys. Just tell them you're a listener of our show, and they'll give you that free male wellness checkup. Give them a call, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment today. That's Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780 ESPN. What is that? I haven't heard this before.
Ghost Dance Maccabee.
Who's the artist?
Ghost.
Oh, okay. This sounds like an 80s soundtrack.
Kind of does.
Like, I feel like a...
Like, I should be in a Rocky movie or something.
Yeah, or even like a... Pretty in Pink or something like that. Like, yeah. You know, some...
Yeah, something like that.
The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, dancing and everything. Yeah. I did like that he dropped the Weezer version of Africa earlier. That was good.
Nice.
I did like that.
Hey, special birthday shout out?
Do it.
Our girl Tracy.
Yeah?
Who's is she an original Blitzer?
I think she goes pretty far back. She actually might have been one of the first ones to come to a road show, too, as I recall.
Yeah.
Like, we were out in the middle of nowhere somewhere, and she showed up. So, yeah, she's been with us for a long time.
Yes. So, today's her her 29th birthday, and she doesn't look a day over 30.
Yeah, well, let's see. We've known her probably about 10 years, so mm-hmm. She was 19 when we met her.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, happy birthday, Tracy. 713-780-3776. I kind of think you turned out to be right about something, at least as far as I'm concerned.
I'm so curious about this because I don't remember it saying anything.
Well,
you remember being right about something?
I mean, I do, but I don't remember Fred ever admitting that I was right about something.
Well, yeah.
Especially like years later. Normally he's like, I don't remember you saying that.
Well, yeah, because it's easier. Because then I can fall back on my old man stuff and I don't have to give you credit for anything. But when American Pharoah won the Triple Crown, you kind of said you thought people would be less interested.
Oh, yeah.
Because it happened.
Because now we've seen it.
Yeah, now we've seen it.
It's not a big deal anymore.
And I don't know why. I was not as excited about this one.
You do know why. Because you were waiting forever, just like all these other horse racing fans, to see someone do it.
And
this one, even after the first race, it didn't even feel like it was a question that he was going to win the whole thing, right?
Well, no, I had a lot of questions about him going into the Belmont, because especially the way he struggled in the Preakness. But the thing is, and I think there's probably about five reasons why I wasn't as excited about this one. First off, American Pharoah, to me, that was one that I got on early and said, this horse is going to win the Triple Crown, because he was truly brilliant. And, you know, this one just, I don't know that he beat as good of horses. In fact, I'm sure he didn't beat as good of horses as what American Pharoah did. And, you know, I just, the Preakness wasn't impressive. And I kind of think the same thing happened when American Pharoah won the Belmont. But it's one of the things that I talked about on the podcast with RJ. This is now six in a row for horses that have won the Triple Crown. They win the Belmont wire to wire. And I also kind of found it a little cheesy. And Baffert denied it, but I know he did it. His other horse basically running interference for Justify. If you watch the race again in the first turn, he uses the other horse's speed to get up second behind Justify, and then he drifts out in the turn to basically cut off the only other speed horse in the race. Which is, you know, in horse racing, they'll do stuff like that. Like, sometimes if you have a horse like Justify, who's a confirmed front runner, if you train a closer, you'll put another speed horse in there just to wipe him out early. So they do stuff like that. But that was, I thought that was a little much. And yeah, and the fact that this was I not only missed, well, Gronk screwed me. Gronk showing up in second screwed every bet I had.
Yeah.
Because I needed your horse, Hofberg, to be second.
Poor Hofberg.
And I would have been very happy. And but I also just got my ass kicked on the undercard, too, which is a first. Usually, if I miss the big race, I'm crushing the undercard. I dropped a big chunk on Saturday. So I certainly...
So this was not a good Triple Crown year.
This was a bad Triple Crown year. I got a couple bets that I hit on the Preakness. But no, for the most part... And this is actually... So for everybody who thinks that we only talk about is when we win, this year in horse racing has been awful for me from the beginning. So this is where I'm going to kind of step back a little bit, take a break from it, and kind of look at what I'm doing and see why I'm missing. Because, you know, I wasn't far off in anything, but the way I played, it didn't matter. I mean, I didn't hit anything. And some of those races where I thought I had good live long shots that I'm playing first and second, and they're all running third, like Hoffberg did.
Poor Hoffberg.
But yeah, and you weren't here to talk about it, but that horse would have been totally up your alley, not just because of the name, but it's the same trainer that had your favorite Drosselmeyer.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a perfect setup for you. But he ran a decent third, but Gronkowski, that horse showed up out of nowhere and had a terrible start, too. He actually ran a fantastic race. I didn't see that at all. So it's back to square one. But just as far as I think Justify's a really good horse. And somebody asked me today if I could have a colt out of him or American Pharoah, which one would I take? And I would still say American Pharoah, but ask me again at the end of the year. Because
they already said he's going to run again, right?
Yeah, he's going to keep running, and I'm sure they'll try to take a similar path that they did with Pharoah, where he'll probably run in the Haskell. And I think he's got a chance to get a lot better because they rushed him to get him in all these races. And so now you can actually put him on a more normal schedule. So I think he's got a chance to get a lot better, but I wasn't as excited about it. And I don't know why. Maybe it is because it just happened.
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN. Yeah. American Pharoah Justify turning into LeBron Jordan. Well, it's a thing. These horses kind of make their legacies by just athletes too. They make their legacies by what they accomplish, and him winning a Triple Crown. And one of the reasons why I was betting against him was one of the stats that I threw out on the podcast with RJ. Since 1978, there when Affirmed won, there had been 14 horses go for the Triple Crown. One of them won it. So I'm going to go on the side of the 13.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I mean, I think my thought process on everything was solid. I thought the approach was solid. I just didn't get the results. So it'll be back to square one for me. 713-780-ESPN. A lot of people asking about college baseball, and I'll be honest with you.
I watched the last three outs of a college baseball game today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
I walked in and it was like last inning, and you know it was like the Longhorns were up 5-2. Jong, was that it?
Yep.
And they started to blow it. I think they walked three guys in a row or something.
But then they unblew it.
And then they unblew it. So, yeah. But I was interested to see if they were going to blow it or not.
Yeah, I think Texas Tech is on right now playing Duke. I'll be honest. I don't feel like I can give any insight into college baseball. I just don't follow it enough.
I don't care about it either.
And it's one of those sports that when I was at the newspaper, I had to care about it because there were a whole bunch of things I had to care about back then, like that, women's basketball, high school sports.
Dude, speaking of. This is going to sound horrible. When are we having Jerome on?
Tomorrow, right?
Okay. I'm good. I'll say this today since Jerome's not on today. I was sending a box of beer to my buddy in California that he wants to give his dad a case of Live Oak Hefeweizen.
Okay.
Which, you know, it's a Texas brewed beer. He lives in California. You can't get it out there. So he wanted me to, paid for a FedEx label, and I bought this beer, and I'm sending it out to him today. And I want it like, so the box that I had, it was like, it wouldn't fit the 4 6 packs exactly. So I kind of balanced out the box for weight purposes, and then I was going to get newspaper and crumple it up and put it in between each case so they wouldn't move around a whole bunch.
Yeah.
I went to the store to buy a Chronicle. And then I was like, the Monday edition was like, it felt like four sheets of paper folded together. And it was $2. Did you know a newspaper costs $2 now on a Monday?
Well, I don't know. I get get USA Today at home, and it's a lot cheaper than that.
Right.
Which is why I get USA Today and not the Chronicle.
And it's probably, it doesn't feel like this.
It's still thin, but it's not as thin as that. I mean, it's thinner than it used to be, but it's like the sports section's usually at least six pages.
I mean, this felt like nothing. Yeah. And then I was like, well, I'm not going to pay $2 for this. I just grabbed two of those like
green sheet
things. And I'm like, oh, this will work. Because $2? I'll pay 50 cents.
Yeah, I kind of got on them last week for their anonymous gambler guy that they have. They did this column by someone called The Anonymous Gambler. And it's actually pretty good content. But, I mean, that to me is so
lame.
Yes, yeah. In so many ways, because if you're anonymous, nobody has to Like, I get called out when I lose, and yeah, I got called out quite a bit over the last 5 weeks, and I deserve it. But my name's on it. I'll own up to it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that's chicken bleep. Oh. But I digress.
All right.
I know it's not chicken bleep.
What's not chicken bleep?
Saving money.
Oh, no way. People love to do that. And BillAdvisor.com can save you money. I've been telling you about them for a while. And you know the deal. If you've got cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance, you're paying too much. And you're thinking right now, I'm not paying too much. I got a really good deal. And you did probably when you signed up. That's what's called an introductory rate. And once you are lulled into a sense of confidence that you've got a good rate, that's when they change it up. That's that small print that you always have to read. And you always say, do you accept these terms? And you just click yes because you don't want to read, 200 pages of small print. That's what happens. Your bill goes up. Listen, Bill Advisor is going to fix it. They work directly with your providers. They reduce your monthly rates. You don't lower your service. You just lower your bill. They've been running their $150 challenge. They've doubled it to $300. If they don't save you at least $300, you don't pay at all. They're giving you all your money back. That's real cash in your pocket. Still no setup fee. The service is still just $12.99 a month, whether you save $400 or $4,000. They don't care. Start the savings right now. Text the word GO to 232323, and your personal bill advisor is going to get your information and start working for you. One more time, text that word GO to 232323. Go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving. I'm feeling like everyone's feeling alone. I'm just looking for something to soften the blow. A second inside of the truth. I don't see red, 'cause now my favorite color.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Team back together on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. The whole show now. That was our big announcement on Friday, and then today, number one in the city for the fifth straight month. So, good job. That's on you guys.
Yeah.
A couple of things to follow up, and then I want to get to Dallas Keuchel. But ignorant question, but can Justify race again next year? He can, but they're going to get $75 million for his sperm.
Yeah, there's no point.
Yeah.
Well, he can only go stock down, right?
Yeah, and at this point, if anything goes even remotely wrong with him, like a sore hoof, I don't think you'll see him again this year.
Yeah.
But his value could go up even more if he does win the Breeders' Cup Classic and adds a couple other races. But, I wouldn't be shocked if, he's got a sore hoof. See ya.
Yeah.
And then somebody asks, is it possible he can win back-to-back Triple Crowns? No, it's only for three-year-olds. So once you're four, you can't run in them. That's simple. All right. Your boy Dallas Keuchel.
Man. Yeah. So first of all, Dallas Keuchel, besides being on the local hometown nine, is also on my fantasy team. I haven't started him in like the last four or five starts. That's how bad it's gotten for Dallas Keuchel. I don't know what's going on with that dude, but this is the worst possible timing, right? This guy's supposed to be in line for a big payday. Usually this is how you pitch the first year after you sign a new big contract.
Right.
Not how you sign in the last year of your current deal. It's really kind of alarming. And I mean, listen, the Astros are still one of the top teams in the league. Everything's going to be okay. It's not the end-all, be-all, but it would sure be nice to have that dude pitching at the top of his game come playoff time. And honestly, if you started the playoffs today, would you pitch Keuchel in the rotation, or would you use the other four guys and just...
I would not use him in the rotation, but he's gone through stretches like this before. This is a pretty bad one, though. And 13 hits yesterday, and... he made it sound like, maybe some of those should have been caught, but you got the audio of that, John?
I felt great. There's 11 hits that were supposed to be out. So, what else can you say? I feel just as good as I have been, and go over film, you make pitches. Balls find holes, balls get hit out, everything. A couple strikeouts, no walks. I'm not going to sit here and go over pitch by pitch. It is what it is. There's balls finding holes, and continue to have runners on.
What was it like to really see, you know, the team win in the end, that the team sticks with it, gets a lead, finds another way in the end in this very strange, you know, ending?
Well, I mean, we're a good team for a reason. We win a lot of different ways, but...
The hell is that?
I'm going to get us this run lead.
Backing up into Dallas Mega's locker.
We got to make the most of it. I felt like I did for the most part. It just didn't get rewarded.
Yeah. Is there... we talked a little bit about it last time, too, but is there something specific that you want to work on in the lab, so to speak, that you want to work on in bullpen sessions, that you want to get sharper?
I really don't. Just continue to make pitches as most as possible, and you know, see where that goes.
You've gone on a long enough stretch that maybe you do want to tweak things. What did he mean by 11 hits that should have been outs? Is he blaming his defense there?
That's kind of what I was gathering, right?
Yeah. I'll defend him a little bit. Yesterday, he was getting squeezed on a lot of pitches, and when he's getting squeezed, he's not very effective, because part of his game is painting the corners, and there were a couple pitches that I'm just like, really? How's that not a strike? And you can almost see him get frustrated, and you know, he talked about not walking anybody, but he sure hit a lot of bats. I mean, 13 hits and 4 1/3. And that was two games in a row where, because Charlie Morton was pretty bad the day before with his control.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're going to have these.
But Charlie Morton, this isn't, I mean, that's the first time he's been bad in a while.
Yeah. And you're going to have stretches like this where your guys aren't as effective. And Keuchel's gone through this before. I think he'll pull it together. But right now, yeah, he's pitching pretty poorly. And yeah, you'd like to see more out of him, especially you, since he's on your fantasy team.
Yeah.
Because I'm guessing you probably paid a decent penny for him.
I did. No, but he's, at least it's keeping my innings down, because I don't ever pitch that dude anymore. I was just, all right, well, maybe one day.
Yeah, and he had kind of a tough run there where he was going up against some really good starters on the other side, and that wasn't the case yesterday.
Not the case yesterday.
He's got a 6-0 lead, and you're feeling like, okay, they're going to run away and hide.
Also of note, your boy Ken Giles pitching the sixth inning.
Yeah, very strange. I mean, it worked.
but he looked good.
But Rondon's been pitching very well, so I have no problem with them throwing him at the back end right now. And he wound up getting the save. But, yeah, that was a little strange to see Giles in that early. And I don't – Giles, he always struggles in tie games or games when they're – you know, it seems like the non-save situations are the ones where he pitches the worst.
Yeah.
So – got an inning out of Tony Sipp, too.
You did. It wasn't a miserable inning either. Yeah. But luckily, A.J. Hinch saved the day. He was the MVP of the game. He was the player of the game.
Yeah, and we talked about that a little bit earlier, that he, you know, spotted the balk and got the umpires to change the call. Got Jeff Banister kicked out of the game because he was a little unhappy with that.
Well, the game's over at that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lamont says Morton owned his bad performance, which is true. I mean, at least he was like, yeah, I just didn't have it today. Dallas Keuchel honestly sounds like he's blaming teammates in that clip.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't watch the whole game end to end, but it just kind of looked like they were hitting the ball. And it's hard for me to take his side, because there's a lot of games I have watched end to end from him where – you can't blame teammates when the ball goes over the wall and things like that. I mean, he's just not spotting pitches. The pitches aren't moving. He's extremely hittable. And I thought that was a bad look.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's what he meant, but that was the first thing I thought was, well, okay. And I also think to say that, well, I don't need to look at anything and just keep doing what I'm doing. Well, that's, I don't know if that's a good idea. You might want to look at whatever it is that's going wrong here, because that was not good yesterday, and especially when you get a 6-run lead and you're Dallas Keuchel, that game's supposed to be over.
Yep.
And I'll give a little credit to the Astros, because that's 2 days in a row where, you know, if they're playing a good team, they're getting killed. It is the Rangers couldn't take advantage of it.
Yeah, Rangers just suck.
So.
But now let me ask you a question that – I don't know. Maybe you. Every time I talk to you about baseball, it's too early to tell with you. That's always your go-to move is, it's too early. You say, when am I supposed to wait?
July 1st.
July 1st. That's when I'm supposed to wait. But I'll ask you now. Do you think the Mariners are just as good as the Astros?
No.
So you think the Mariners is smoking mirrors?
I think something that Polillo wrote for Sports Map last week. Basically, the Mariners had the schedule the Astros are getting now, and okay. Now the Mariners are going to play real teams. So we'll see.
Okay, here's a follow-up question. Are the Astros as good as the Yankees and Red Sox?
At this point, I think they're close, but I don't know. Right now, I wouldn't say they're better.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, going into this season, what was your confidence the Astros could win the World Series again?
I'd say confidence level was, after they got Gerrit Cole, was probably about a 7. But you also knew these other teams were going to be good, too, especially the Yankees.
What is it today?
It hasn't really gone down.
Still a 7.
Yeah, I still feel really good about their chances. I think that from, especially, even with Keuchel pitching poorly, you're going to have, you know, two pitchers, two top-of-the-rotation pitchers that are going to be tough to beat. And McCullers and Morton, if that's what you wind up with, that's as good as anybody else as far as starting pitching goes.
And it is weird that we're talking about this the day after they finish off a sweep.
I mean, they've won 5 in a row because they won the last game of that Mariners series, and they didn't even have Correa this weekend. So, yeah, I'm still fairly confident in them. And I also think they'll make moves. If they need something, they're going to make a move at the trade deadline. They've got assets to do it. So what they are right now isn't what they're going to be at the end of the season, I don't think. Stephen LC says, to me, Keuchel was clearly blaming the shift deployment for his woes yesterday.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. Yeah.
I wonder why guys don't thank the shift when it works.
They don't. They never do.
Well, all right. We're going to take a quick break. Sadok Jewelers Gym of the Day coming up next. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Win a pair of tickets to see international rugby. The USA Eagles take on the world's fifth-ranked Scottish national team. Don't miss this epic battle at BBVA Compass Stadium Saturday, June 16th. Kickoff's at 8. But come early for the Rugby Fan Fest. Hurry, tickets are on sale now. Check it out at usarugby.org and order your tickets. Caller 15, going to the rugby. I'm actually going to that Saturday night. Wife really wants to go.
Really?
Yeah. So I might figure, hey, go watch, enjoy it. Go with a couple friends who know rugby, so they always like that. Like I used to like going to Nick's to watch the UFC fights with you because you'd explain stuff that I didn't know.
Is she an explainer? Does she know?
Well, she just likes European crap. You know, she's weird. She's a weird. And listen,
you've been reading the news. Apparently, we're not going to be friends with Canada anymore.
I have no comment on that. You know, I honestly have given the guy I've tried so hard to just not let him get to me and just say, you know, I'm going to give the guy every benefit of the doubt since we elected him. And then there's just, yeah, so let's alienate all of our best allies now and be friends with Russia. That makes a ton of sense to me. So I can't even think about it anymore.
Okay.
I'm going to be one of those people who stays in his house and doesn't do anything and doesn't care what's going on in the world because.
We'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah. Well, it's hard for me to, I don't want to get into this. I really don't. I'd love to be able to tell people that, yeah, I thought this was going to be okay. I'm just going to keep my mouth shut and keep my head down and not get involved in politics.
Okay.
Because there's nothing positive I can say about anything going on right now. All right. I have a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
I thought that was it.
No.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right. Jermaine sent me this
for a future gym of the day. And today is the day we do it. Guess what? There is such a thing as old people smell.
I've been aware of this for a long time.
Yeah, but there's a scientific explanation for old person smell. Apparently,
they're dying.
Well, no, it's not death. It's not the smell of death. Okay. But basically, and I'm not going to get too detailed here because it's a lot of stuff that is over my head. But there's a compound in the body called 2-nonenol. And as you get older...
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of that.
Well, as you get older, that starts to break down, and that produces the odor. Unpleasant, greasy, and grassy odor.
I don't know what this smell... Like, I don't know how I describe old people smell. I just know it as old people smell. But
yeah,
there is a...
Yeah, and that's it. It's old people smell.
Like, when I smell it, I know it. It's one of those things. You know it when it's there, but I don't know how I would describe it to someone.
Death.
That's what I felt. I always felt like it was like, shoulder. You know, it was like your body dying. But
basically, it's this thing that's, it's a compound in your body that breaks down the older you get and causes the odor. So that's why there is officially a, what?
Nothing. Go ahead and finish up. I was laughing. There's been a call on hold for 22 minutes. And the subject of the call is T-ball. Like, this is, I'm just wondering, like, what would,
I
and we leave phone calls on hold all the time, because, like, honestly, like, if it's something that we're not talking about or it's completely uninteresting, we'll just ignore it forever until you go away. Or sometimes we just don't feel like taking calls. That's just the way the show works. But 22 minutes to talk about T-ball seems like, I'm almost curious.
All right, if you're curious.
Well, let's we got to finish off the Zadok.
Well, all you have to do is play the jingle. It's done. That was your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. And John, that's where you play the jingle.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, he's back.
The Gem of the Day.
Do you feel like you've got some of that old people?
The Gem of the Day.
Not yet.
The Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
I think you have to have, like, you know, your skin has to start getting creepy.
Wrinkly and
yeah,
stuff.
I'm not there yet.
But, like, if you get it, do you want me to tell you?
I'm not going to be here that long. Okay. I'm not going to be here long enough to get old person smell. Are you kidding?
Okay. Well, am I never going to see you again after you leave here?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going to be. I'm going to smell like weed wherever I am.
Okay.
I can tell you that much. All right, let's try this. Willie, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, y'all. This is Willie.
Hello, Willie. Sports.
I got a thing about some T-ball. I got two things about some T-ball that I played this weekend. I brought my team 2 hours away to play in a tournament. And we're out there playing, and the other coach is lining his batters up the way he wants them to hit. So I start reading them like a piece of playing chess, and I'm moving my kids around. We're getting out. Well, all of a sudden, he hollers at one of the parents to turn the radio up. Well, they turn that radio up every time them kids come up to hit where my kids can't even hear them. I turn around and told that coach, I'm going to take that radio and shove it up you know what. My kids couldn't even hear me. And that was just plumb aggravating. I paid all boys $300 to play in that tournament to get treated like that by the home team.
Well, I will say this. Yeah, there's a lot of people who have those walk-up things, like that walk-up music. I always think it's weird that kids have walk-up music. Especially
they do?
Especially when they can't hit. but I also think it's really weird that, like, there's T-ball tournaments. I didn't think that was a real thing. Like, my kid played T-ball last year, and they didn't even keep score. I mean, it was just like a fundamentals thing.
Yeah.
You know, they're 5 years old. I don't know if they should even be that competitive at 5 years old that you're paying $300 for a tournament. Well, that's pretty wild.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah, I guess it depends on what your values are.
I guess so.
And some people want to play competitively that young. I don't have a real problem with it, but. You know, I think it's just
my kids' T-ball team was not very good. They would have done poorly in a tournament.
But your son's gone on to be a pretty good real baseball player, though.
Well, that other son, yeah, my young son, though.
He's still.
Well, he's pretty good, but he's not been on a good team yet.
Ah, well, that'll change.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get our buddy DJ on real quick. Haven't heard from him in a while. What's up, DJ?
Hey, fellas, how y'all been? Everything's good.
We're doing sports, man.
So, yes, yes. So, speaking of sport, I have to ask the MMA fighter his true thoughts. I saw one tweet about it. Your true thoughts on CM Punk's MMA career. Because I've said from day one, if you're not going to do wrestling, you're not going to go to TNA or somewhere else, do something else. But I never thought he was going to be good in MMA. And he just keeps proving me right every time. So I want to know your true thoughts, AJ.
Yeah, I addressed this a little bit earlier in the show, but I just don't think CM Punk is going to ever be a good MMA fighter. I mean, it's again, I'm all for if you want to chase your dreams, that's what you enjoy doing. Hell, I go and train every day. I went and trained this morning. I don't have any more plans to fight, but I still enjoy training. And I like training with some of the younger guys who are fighting now and kind of mentoring them. But CM Punk is just so unathletic. He's so slow. He's so awkward looking. He moves around really poor. Like he's got no footwork. And for a dude who's been training that long at really a world class gym, I expected him to be way better than he is. And I just don't think it's for him. But you know, everybody do what you want to do. You want to go get beat up every time you fight? Good for you. All right, let's talk to my man Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. What's going on, Aubrey?
I mean, there's nothing more humbling than a good smackdown. I tell you, I'm pretty much training, at one point in time in every gym, and some of the best fighters in Houston's ever seen for sure. And matter of fact, I was setting up the interviews for Saturday's show, and Travis Cook, I mean, he's probably one of the very finest ground fighters I've ever.
Yeah, one of the best.
I mean, in my life, I've rolled I roll with Hicks and Gracie. I'm not saying Travis took Six and Gracie, but I'm just telling you, Travis is one of the great fighters in this, ground fighters in this city. There's a lot of good fighters here. People don't realize that. I love it when y'all talk about that.
Thank you, sir.
I enjoy it. What y'all, what we're up to is the heat is here. The heat wave, the clean wave is here. But this is a time of year, when you've got extra time in the day. We can do that last call. The sun's not setting till later. So you dial 281-3 and come out to your home, start in the very worst area. If we cannot impress you with our super water, our Q3 pre-spot, the giant machine, if we feel like we can't get that job right, we don't feel you. And please, it is an amazing system. I mean, you cannot hire anyone like us because we invented what we have. I mean, it would be, as if we talk about grappling, one place had mats and everyone else, used the concrete. This is it. This is the one-stop shop for the best technology. Tile, grout, leather, drapes, upholstery. The machine has different attachments. So you clean the carpet 150, you go out to the truck, you grab an attachment to do the upholstery. So you get that giant power plant taking care of everything. Premium's $100 with giveaway $100 free speed drive. The first 20 callers. $100 is dramatically lower than our regular rate of $159 on sale, sometimes $179 retail during the holidays. Almost right now, 281-DIRT-FREE, with 1E. 281-DIRT-FREE, dirtfreecarpet.com. Give us a shout. I'm sure you won't be disappointed. You simply don't have to pay for it. We'll make the worst area good, or we won't do the job. You don't have to pay anything. So give us a shout right now.
All right. That's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. Appreciate the time, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys.
ESPN 97.